My name is Xuefeng. I'm going to talk about hybrid waveform for neutron star binaries. This work was done in collaboration with Zheng Wei and Huan in University of Guelph. As we know, inspiring and coalescing compact object binary system, including black holes and neutron stars, are important source of LIGO and Virgo. Then constructing gravitational waveform models are important for detecting these binary systems. And if at least one of the compact objects in the binary is a neutron star, tide-induced deformation has to be included into the binary dynamics. In this talk, I'm talking about computing this tidal effects in the gravitational waveform. We know that the black hole perturbation approach is the leading solution to produce waveforms of extreme mass ratio in spirals. But recent studies show that if we write the gravitational wave phase as the following post-adiabatic expansion, that's equation one. And the comparison with numerical relativity shows that across the in-spiral range, the higher order terms, starting from the Psi 2, yes, the higher order terms contributes little to phase shift, even for equal mass black hole. Then we can know that this series may be a fast convergence series, even for equal mass binary black hole. Then we want to construct a hybrid waveform constructed by this black hole perturbation approach and post-Newtonian theory. Firstly, we adopt the black hole perturbation point of view and consider a neutron star moving in a perturbed spacetime of the primary black hole. And we can write the tidal-induced phase shift as the expansion of the mass ratio. You can see this equation. We denote it as Psi BP. BP denotes black hole perturbation. And in this series, we use mass ratio instead of symmetric mass ratio. And we also have post-Newtonian expansion, the equation down here, of post-Newtonian expansion of gravitational wave phase, which can be found in Vines and Damore's paper. Then from this plot, theoretically speaking, after summing all PN orders and summing over all PN terms in Psi PN and all mass ratio terms in Psi BP and Psi PN should agree. But in practice, Psi BP and Psi PN approximately obtained in truncated expansions. Then in order to better capture the tidal effects with these two independent expansions, we propose to construct a hybrid waveform by using equation two. Psi HYD is our hybrid waveform is equal to Psi PM plus Psi BP minus Psi OVP. The Psi OVP denotes the contribution from the overlap region of the post-Newtonian and black hole perturbation approach. It denotes the green region in this plot. Theoretically, as the expansion orders in post-Newtonian and black hole perturbation method increase, the blank space in this plot will reduce and we can obtain a better approximated waveform. But in this work, we truncate the series with only the leading order term in Psi BP and up to 2 PN order in Psi PM. Okay, and then from MPD equations, we can write the equation of motion here. In these equations, the tidal quadrupole moment Q and tidal quadrupole deformation tensor J are given by these two formulas. In this formula, lambda is the tidal lamb number. In this work, we consider dynamical tide tidal effects. So lambda is a function of orbital frequency. So we can write, we can replace the constant dimensionless tidal lambda number by a effective one, which can be found in Hinderer's paper. You can say that in equation five, the KL dyn is the effective or the dynamical tidal lambda number. And in this equation, only L2 is considered in our work. Then in order to get explicit equations of motion, we need to have some conserved quantities. When the internal quotable moment is included, we can still construct conserved quantities for extended bodies in the Kerr spacetime based on the Killing vector, fields, and momentum. Here, the equation seven, and we can obtain energy and angular momentum from equation seven based on distinct the Killing vectors. And the following mass-like quantity mu is approximately constant if we neglect the higher order tidal effects. With these three conserved quantities in hand, we can explicitly write down the orbital equations of motion up to linear order in lambda for equatorial orbits. Here, dt d tau, d phi d tau, and dr d tau square. Then we incorporated this explicit equations of motion and the stress energy tensor for an extended body in an open source Tarkovsky code within the black hole perturbation toolkit. We can show that the body energy and the energy flux here. Throughout this work, we choose a neutron star, which has a polytropic equation of state, P is equal to K times rho to the gamma, and the mass of and the radius of the neutron star are 1.4 solar masses and 14.4 kilometers respectively. We then consider a black hole neutron star system and a similar binary black hole system with same mass and starting from the same location. We know that when the frequency increase, the difference between these two lines will be larger. And with this binding energy and energy flux, we can compute the gravitational phase as a function of the orbital frequency by using energy balance equation and stationary phase approximation. In the left panel, we choose an equal mass black hole neutron star system. From the plot, we can know that the blue line denotes the black hole perturbation alone. And the orange line is the hybrid waveform, the green line is the EOB waveform, and the red line is the neutron star, but is the numerical relativity with a result. And from this plot, we can conclude that this hybrid waveform, the orange line, is performs better than the black hole perturbation result alone. And this hybrid waveform also has almost comparable performance as the EOB dynamical tied waveform. And then in the right panel we choose a black hole neutron star system with mass ratio of 2 to 1. Then from this plot, we can know that from orange and green and red lines, we know that we observe slightly better the agreement with numerical relativity than EOB waveform in this case. Apart from these two calculations, the black hole perturbation approach also offers evaluation of the spin dependence of the black hole, of the primary black hole. According to this figure, we consider we choose six equal mass black hole neutron star systems. From this plot, we
know. 2 minutes.
The influence of spin parameter of the black hole on the tide induced phase shift is little. Okay, from this plot, we know that less than 10%. Okay, then we talk about the future works. Apart from the above two scenarios, we still need more detailed comparison and characterizations. For example, we can consider other equations of state of the neutron star, like H1 and H4 and other equation. And then it is also necessary to work out the next order term in Psi BP and beyond 2PN corrections to achieve better accuracy. Thank you. Oh, I think this is where I stop.
Okay, good timing.
Okay.
Is there any question for Xuefeng? Okay, maybe I can start. By the leading order of the black hole perturbation, do you mean the first order self force?
Yes.
Okay.